So what I want to talk about today is a new MPH program that focuses on specifically on community-based research and to talk about our approach to training MPH students in this area and some of the lessons we've learned. So first of all, of course, no financial disclosures. None of us probably have many. We wish we had financial relationships to report, I guess. But that's public health. So briefly, I'm going to just give a little bit of background about our program, tell you our strategies and approaches, talk a little bit about our competencies, and then some of our lessons learned for how we're approaching teaching community-based research in our program. So our program is very new. We started only a few years ago. We were in the process of going through our first accreditation self-study. We're based in a freestanding center within the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, which puts us in an advantageous position because we can really draw on a multidisciplinary faculty from across departments, and we also partner with the Graduate School of Psychology. So we have a really good representation of social and behavioral faculty in our program. Our student body is really, we're targeting people who already have some kind of health professional identity, either some kind of master's degree or higher. So we have a lot of physicians, we have dentists, we have people with PhDs in microbiology, people with a master's in biomedical sciences, from a variety of places. They're all, and most of them are working, and we also do include medical students. But I think it's just important to realize we're not focusing just simply on medical students. And our concentration, as you all probably know, MPH programs have to have concentrations. Our focus is specifically on community-based research. So this is our logic model that, you know, you can tell we're in self-study mode because we have a logic model that really helped us, I think, put together the various pieces of what it is we're trying to focus on. Obviously, I don't have time this morning to go into details here, but one of the things I really did want to focus on here is that if you notice that we have community partnerships in every single domain of the logic model. So we see them as being resources. They're part of our strategy in the sense of we're trying to implement a service learning approach in partnership with community organizations. The development of these partnerships is clearly one of the major processes that we need to be concerned with. And as an outcome, we see development of community research capacity as being equally as important as developing our student competencies in these areas. So our curriculum, just to sort of go through it quickly to show you how we're focusing on community-based research and trying to get our students trained in this area. So the first leg of all of this, I guess we have a four-legged stool, is through the coursework, where we really have a very much an applied research focus. We're not trying to train people really to be independent investigators. It's really more giving people tools they need that they can then bring to their current jobs. Let's say they might be working, you know, in a primary care facility, a community health center. So to give them the kinds of basic research skills that they need to operate in those kinds of environments. We have a course in community-based research, which is one of our required courses, and in that course and in other courses, what we try to do is bring in representatives from the community to talk about community perspective when it comes to understanding public health and also community academic partnerships, and we also bring in our very rich faculty who have many years' experience doing community-based participatory work. And bringing them in. And then another important aspect of the courses is having students work on group projects. That's really important for developing some of those key group facilitation skills. Then our practicum is all working out on community projects, and as you'll see in a moment, we define community very, very broadly, but the point is that none of our students are working on faculty research projects. These are all projects that have been defined by the community organizations that we work in partnership with, and I'll give you some examples of those in a moment, but it's very much some kind of applied research project. Our capstone project, as you know, all MPH students have to come up with some kind of capstone project, and ours is also one that we tell the students it should also serve as a report to the agency. So it's sort of like I tell them it's a modular approach. There are pieces that they'll be turning in for their academic work that won't go to the agency, but the bulk of it will be a report of use to the agency. And then finally, really an important aspect is of the reflection component. And for those of you familiar with community community-based participatory research, you know that critical reflection is an essential component of that process. It really gets people being able to think about how they approach the work, how others approach, you know, think of them and how you think of others, and it's a real growth and learning experience. And so we've really incorporated this into our program through several mechanisms, through having reflection elements to the practicum progress reports and their evaluation of the practicum, and also they have to do a student portfolio. So just to give you a quick example of some of our practica sites, it really is a mix of small community-based organizations to some larger institutional partners that are doing some very important community-engaged work. So that includes our local health department, Montefiore Hospital, which is the major medical provider in the Bronx and has a huge primary care network. So these are the kinds of placements that our students are working on. And again, all of these practica have been projects that were essentially crafted or determined by the agency itself, with some support from me as the program director. Some more examples of practica, and I just also want to say that most of our student practica, they focus on things like needs assessment, doing program helping out with program evaluation, and doing various kinds of quality improvement projects. So they're not, you know, your standard basic research kinds of projects. So our competencies, I just wanted to list them out here, so those of you, you know, who want the slides, I'm happy to send them to you so you can see the full list. I just want to mention that we've got several domains of competencies, and the first domain involves theories and concepts that help our students get a better understanding of the community participatory approach, and what we really focus on here are having students understand social determinants of health. Social ecological model, as you all know, for community-based research is key, so that you understand how health occurs in a social context. And that's what we're really trying to get our students to understand. And also with a strong emphasis on global health, we're a community in the Bronx of immigrants, and you can't really understand health without also looking at global health. We have a number of competencies that are research methods, and here is a little bit more the traditional list, but you know, we're trying to give our students a solid foundation, not with just a sort of like an epidemiological focus, but also bringing in a lot of research methods from the social behavioral sciences also. Qualitative research is also really key, and we're trying to give our students also foundations in that, so that hopefully they'll be able to come away with at least being able to develop some applied research designs and figure out ways of approaching research for these kinds of projects. Our practice competencies focus on communication and team building and group work, which is important for all public health, not just community-based research, but obviously really essential for community research. And then finally, our community engagement skills, where we're really just trying to help our students begin to understand what are the basic principles, the challenges of doing this kind of work, and learning how to deal with a lot of these challenges. So how do we assess our competencies? Another major issue for anybody who's helping administer an MPH program. We all know we have to report on these things. So we have multiple data sources. We do a lot of have students do self-assessments. The preceptors give assessments of student competencies. The capstone faculty advisors also do it. So we get it through a variety of sources. So it's sort of like a multi-method and mixed method approach, both quantitative and qualitative. And then we're using our committee structure to kind of provide programmatic-wide oversight to see, well, let's look at it as a package and see how we're doing across all of the students. And we're just in the process now of trying to do that, and we'll see how that works out. So the reflection components, as I mentioned, that's a really important aspect more. And I'm learning as I'm going how important this really is. It was sort of like a gut feeling I had on my part and tried to structure it into the program, and I think it's really turning out to be one of the most important elements. So just, my time is short, so I'm going to just go through some quickly. We have students do reflections on readings at the beginning of classes, which works out very well. They have to do it as part of their practicum. We ask them to reflect on things like, what are they learning about how organizations operate and how to interact with community organizations, and then these various self-assessment pieces, and then a reflection essay that they have to write, and also a student portfolio. So just to give you some, I'm just going to show you some examples of student reflection statements from their portfolio from our first graduating class. And I was just thrilled when I read these because I said, yes, You know, we're doing what we really wanted to do. I think you see through these. Like the first one, the student talks about how the practicum really helped them gain confidence in getting a toolbox of public health skills. And then finally, the last one I just want to emphasize here too is really reflects the self-learning process and understanding that the last sentence, engaging community members pushes for social change. So quickly, our challenges, a lot of them are just challenges about running practica in general. I think particular to this is there's always sort of like frequently a mismatch in timing. You know, community organizations don't work on an academic calendar, so when they're ready for you, you're not ready, your groups of students aren't ready for them. Also, the readiness of small community-based organizations to sponsor a student is very, very limited and truly, truly a challenge. And then, of course, faculty don't necessarily have time to turn this into a true service learning project. So finally, to just close with some of our lessons learned, it's really important to have as many team-based projects as possible. That's where students really begin to learn how to deal with other people, you know, who are not necessarily of their choosing. So it's a real-world experience. The reflection opportunities, absolutely critical, and then of course building in real-world applications for community-based research through the practicum. And then finally, how do we really sustain this? So it's important to have a capacity-building mindset from the start, which is how do you develop an infrastructure to support these kinds of programs? We had a retreat a couple of weeks ago, a community engagement cultural diversity retreat, where people were talking about it's important for us to think about how we can build on maybe some existing community academic partnerships, working with some of our faculty who have strong relationships with the community. So that's something we're going to be exploring in the future. Having a dedicated staff person, which we don't have, is very helpful as all community-based projects to trying to keep these relationships going. That's always very key, is not dropping it. We're trying to really focus on developing partnerships with a small group of community organizations so that this will continue through successive cohorts of students. And then finally, I don't have it on here, but I think one of the most significant lessons learned is that it really takes commitment on the part of everyone, faculty, students, the community partners, to really make this work, not just for the students, but as a broader model of how we, as academic institutions, can really begin to work in partnership with communities to foster community change. So that's my contact information, and welcome questions afterwards. Thank you.